This is Dr. Lee Dittany, follow-up progress note patient in Juke, J-U-K-E-S, Leroy, L-E-R-O-Y, data box 10-10-1954, place future case, Java Village, data service 7-15-2023. So follow-up progress note subjective, no shortness breath, no headache, no dizziness. Patient getting physical therapy. He just came from the physical therapy to his room. He denies any headache, dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. Is an examination. He's awake and alert. His blood pressure is 133 over 74. Pulse 88. Temperature 97.4 Fahrenheit. Respiration 18. Pulse of 95%. Adrenal thrombophilic. Eyes are nectaric. No ear near the discharge. Neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non tender, boss on positive, extremities. Right leg, cast in place, unable to move right leg, right arm unable to move, left leg, no edema, and he's able to move his left leg and left arm. Neuro, he's awake, alert, reentered M3, right side weakness, ambulatory dysfunction, his left side power is 5 over 5. Recent lab, sodium 142, potassium 4 per month, 104, 107, CO27, glucose 72, B1-8, cadmium 1.02, calcium 9.0. WBC count 6.9, WBC 6.9, hemoglobin 14.8, micro 43, sodium 141. Lab reviewed, next line medication reviewed, assessment, patient is admitted. With the virtual basilar insufficiency and left thalamic intracranial hemorrhage, next line, right side weakness due to stroke, next line. Hyperlipidemia, next line ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, recent right patellar fracture, status post ORIF. Plan of care will continue all his current medications, continue extensive PTOT, follow up a lab electrolyte, care plan discussed with the patient. Thank you.